Queensland now, and Tropical Cyclone Trevor has been downgraded after crossing the Cape York Peninsula coast late yesterday, just south of Lockhart River. It crossed as a Category 3, pummeling communities with wind gusts of 133 kilometres an hour. Dave Clark from Lockhart River Council says the speed and force of the cyclone as it came in from the Coral Sea was a surprise.
Certainly a lot more severe than we were anticipating, and I'm glad our preparation was reasonably sound and well practiced. There's an awful lot of trees down, there's some structural damage.
Another resident, Jason from Portland Roads near Lockhart River, says he's not aware of any major damage in the area.
Oh, this is a pretty old community, so, you know, all these buildings here have seen a few cyclones in their time. We're actually, we live in World War II, bunker up on top of Allen Hill, so... You know, this joint's got 6-inch thick concrete walls, impenetrable up here.
That was Trevor. Jason from Portland Roads. Cyclone Trevor has now weakened to a Category 2 system, dumping heavy rain as it tracks across the Cape towards Aurukun and then onto the Gulf of Carpentaria. Michael Rennie is an ABC reporter based in Brisbane. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Cathy.
Now, Lockhart River is the biggest community in that region. It was in lockdown all yesterday afternoon. Do we have any more details about how people have actually coped with this cyclone?
We're hearing some details this morning, Cathy. We're now hearing there's a lot of trees down in the community. There is some structural damage, but emergency service crews, they're on the ground there, and they're still out there assessing that, and that's just happening as we speak. Now, it was still dark there for some time this morning, so the sun is just coming up, and so they're out there at the moment having a look around the areas to try and assess some of the damage. The Aboriginal community of Lockhart River, now about 700 people live in that community. Most of the houses are Besser Block, so it's a small community, so they're just trying to get out there and have a look around it. But very nice area though, beautiful beaches, really good fishing up there as well. So,
not at the moment though. Michael, there are of course other smaller communities on the Cape, and then there are cattle stations and some tourist facilities. Have we had any sense of how they've fared?
It's a similar story there as well, Cathy. We're not really getting a lot of information from emergency services yet. All we're hearing is that there is some structural damage and there is a lot of trees down. But look, when it did cross the coast, it was a Category 3. And it did stall for some time just south of Lockhart River. And so it was quite intense. The winds around about 133 kilometres an hour. So, we don't quite know how much damage has been done yet, but, it is a very remote area.
It is. Where's Trevor tracking now? What communities are in its path next?
Well, at the moment, it's sitting about halfway along the peninsula as a Category 2 system, and it's heading towards the community of Aurukun. So if it continues along its current trajectory, it will go straight towards Aurukun as a Category 1 system. It should reach there later on this afternoon. Now, but what they're worried about is when it actually heads out to sea again, it will re-intensify early tomorrow morning to a Category 2, and then the back end of that could actually affect the communities of Weipa, Aurukun, and all those other little communities along the coast there. So today, schools in Aurukun are closed. They've also stopped all flights into Weipa as well. So they are prepared for this. They expect these sorts of things in this part of the world, but...
I saw a news report last night, one of the local publicans saying he had 2 months' worth of meat in his fridge, so he's set. How much rainfall is this cyclone bringing?
Yeah, well, a huge amount for Lockhart River. We're at 300 millimetres over a 24-hour period since 9 a.m. yesterday, and it's actually bringing more rain south at the moment. I think we've got parts of the Mulligan Highway between Mareeba and Cooktown cut off due to the rain blocking the roads from river crossings. So it's affecting south more than, say, a lot of the other areas in the north at this stage. But Lockhart River was probably the main one there. And the other thing is that there's not a lot of rain gauges up there, so we can't get a precise idea of how much rain has fallen in some of these areas. Say if this cyclone had been hitting one of the bigger areas where there's a lot more people.
And is there likely to be any issues for the flooded part of northwestern Queensland from the recent floods?
No, it won't. At this stage, it won't affect any of that area. This is very different to what happened in Townsville. So, yeah, it's a different circumstance this time around. And so, it's not going to really, at this point, they're not expecting it to affect any of those parts that have already experienced such significant flooding.
Okay, well, thanks for bringing us up to date.
No problem, Cathy, thanks.
That's ABC reporter Michael Rennie on the impact of Cyclone Trevor in far north Queensland.